Speak, God, for your servants are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen. Please be seated. On this All Saints Sunday, we remember our loved ones, but we also remember our future. And the parents who are here for family weekend, remember that there is a future where you don't have to pay tuition anymore. On this day, we remember that there is more. Always more than meets the eye and ear, a surplus of God's unfathomable grace. And we need to remember our future, especially in the times we live, to remember that there is always more, because it seems as if our present is a striking antithesis to the vision of God's future in Revelation. Revelation. Doom, 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 doom. Don't worry, I don't have any Left Behind book series predictions for you. As Christians, though, it's as if we have a dream, but are living a nightmare. And when dreams go, a la poet Langston Hughes, life is a barren field frozen with snow, even though there isn't much snow here in North Carolina. What happens to a dream deferred? Hughes also asked. Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode? That last line hits home these days, doesn't it? Does it explode? As explosions of violence internationally in the Middle East and nationally in Maine reverberate in our souls and all over college campuses in this country. It stinks like rotten meat. And that's worse than the smell of losing to the Tar Heels for anything. Prolific hymn writer and Yale professor Tom Troger of blessed memory. I remember Tom today, who wrote, "View the present through the promise. Christ will come again. Trust despite the deepening darkness. Christ will come again. Lift the world above its grieving." It sounds so simple. Did Tom know what it was like to be a human? I'm sure he did, and I'm sure John the Revelator did too, because the book of Revelation is known as crisis literature. Christians were being persecuted for their faith in Asia Minor. This is why the elder in the scripture spoke of the great ordeal, a time of brutality under Roman imperialism leading to martyrdom. It was a crazy crisis. It was la vida loca. But there was a dream, a hope, a vision that in God, there's always more. More than explosions, more than killings, more than crises, more than violence, more than fear and a sense of loss and scarcity. In our day, there seems to be a purported deficiency, an absence, a shortage, a lack, a drought, a famine of social goodness. There's a social shrinkage into tribalism, us versus them, this camp versus that one. And we wonder, like one of the elders in the scripture, where have they come from? We all have our they or them, don't we? And this cup of existential sorrow overflows into politics and education and healthcare and the environment and religion. There is a sense of loss or scarcity for some, a romanticizing of the pristine past, the glory days, And so some hunker in bunkers of brutality where people are ready to lash out or to hold on, to protect, to build walls, to isolate and insulate, because there's a belief that there isn't enough in the world for all people, especially those people. So we becomes me and mine with an overdose on the narcotic of narcissism. But in God, there's what Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann calls the liturgy of abundance. In God, there's always more. The old spiritual would say there's room for many a more. But this is not how people often think. Our present doesn't match the promised future, the ancient dream. German pastor Martin Niemöller is known as one who historically opposed Adolf Hitler. He was a young man when a delegation of leaders from the Evangelical Lutheran Church met with Hitler in 1933. And Niemöller stood at the back of that room and he looked and he listened. He didn't say anything. And when he went home, his wife asked him what he had learned that day. And Niemöller replied, "I discovered that Herr Hitler is a terribly frightened man. Fear will make you think there aren't enough good things to go around for everyone. And so you must try to have them all for you and your people. Fear then festers into ruthlessness. But in God, there's always more. Excess, not as in being wasteful, but in extravagance and the expansive amplification of love. There was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. There is no shortage of any kind in this vision, but rather a sense of infinity, multiplicity, a number no one could count, beyond our thought, beyond our imagination, beyond our sight, our knowledge. God is always beyond our human finitude, always beyond, like the arches of this building, always more. It's an eternal excess of goodness, of love, of grace, of worship, always more inclusion. Every nation and all tribes and peoples and languages and always more joy, because God will wipe every tear from their eyes, from every nation. There's no lack here. There's no want here, no hunger or thirst in our eternal home. Always more satisfaction and more rest. Always more worship, day and night. Not just that aimed for 59 minutes and 34 second worship service on a Sunday morning. Always more, exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond what we can see. God's future, God's dream, inexhaustible, incomprehensible, calling us to be doxological all the more. There is a capacious home beyond our wildest dreams and desires. For God's way is always beyond our reach or understanding. A multitude no one could count. A surplus of hope that never runs out, because God is inextinguishable. And so is God's grace and goodness. Our future is an excess of expansive community, extraordinary joy, and elongated worship. Not one tier, but every tier. Not one nation, but every nation. Not one tribe, but all tribes. Multiplicity, not singularity. Abundance, not scarcity. From Genesis to Revelation, we know that in God there is more than enough for all. In fact, there's always been more from the very beginning. At creation, repeatedly we hear, it was good, it was good, it was good, it was good. Abundance, goodness, the heavens and the earth, it was good. The evening and the morning, it was good. Waters and sky, plants and trees, it was good. Birds and sea creatures, it was good. Male and female, it was good. Always more. We even hear, be fruitful and multiply. Always more. And the day of Pentecost and Acts makes this ministry of multiplication clear when we hear who was there on that glorious day. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. There's always more. From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, a multitude no one could count. Eternal excess is our future. Because a boundless God is our future. In Toni Morrison's novel, Beloved, Paul D. tells Seth, "Me and you, we got more yesterday than anybody. We need some kind of tomorrow." Our tomorrow is today. The abundance of God for you. When Jesus feeds a hungry crowd in Mark's gospel, a child only has 5 loaves and 2 fish. But in God, there's always more. Multiplicity. 5,000 people are fed, and 12 baskets of food are left over. There is excess. From broken Friday bread comes Sunday abundance. At the communion table, we remember our future in the present. We remember that there is always more in God. So let's match the present to the promise and do this in remembrance of our God of abundant love. There's always more. More people, all saints around the table. There's always more. More joy at the table. There's always more. More bread and wine on the table. There's always more. More worship because of the table. So blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power, more and might, more be to our God forever and ever. Amen.